City of Dorshan, Doran.
Ben did not often feel like a complete outsider, but this world seemed bent on convincing him that he was. It started with his breath mask, a full-face rig that kept the planetary atmosphere, mostly helium, with some other gases in the mix, at bay. It was attached to a backpack rig that included canisters of oxygen-nitrogen mix and a converter that broke a proportion of the carbon dioxide emerging from the human's lungs back into its component elements, reintroducing the oxygen into the breathing mix. A human could go for most of a day on a planet like this on only one charge. But Ben wasn't impressed with the rig's convenience. It was like being chained to his luggage. Then there were the people. Luke had decided that he and Ben would walk to the Baron Doe Sage's temple, as the map showed it to be not too far for a leg-stretching hike. And so Ben had the opportunity to see hundreds of the Keldors in the spaceport terminal building and on the streets. Like the two who had performed the inspection, most were tall and angular. Unlike the inspectors, they were bare-faced. And what faces they had! Round, bald heads, sunken eyes, narrow ridge-like noses that looked to Ben like failed attempts at becoming bird's beaks, and large, toothless mouths that looked like they belonged on very old humans. Ben tried not to stare at every face he passed, but he couldn't help himself, and did not like himself for the conclusion he reached. When he and his father arrived at the street where the temple was to be found, a street almost free of speeders but still trafficked by pedestrians, and they were no longer near any crowds of natives, he said, "Dad, these are not a pretty people." Luke considered. From a certain point of view, perhaps. "It sort of bothers me that I see them that way." "Well, you know the answer to that. What's one of the first things you learned in training to be a Jedi?"
"Don't cut off your own head with your lightsaber."
"After that?"
"Your eyes can deceive you. Be mindful of your feelings. Girls are fun but dangerous. Lando has extra cards up his sleeve."
"Well, the truth is in there somewhere. Tell you what. If you think it's wrong for you to think of them as ugly, just think of how you look to them." Luke made a sweeping gesture, taking in his son from head to foot. Short, squat, unlined skin, a nose that puffs up like a rodent, tiny little mouth with jagged white things in it, a horrible shrub-like growth on your head. Ben laughed.
"This from the man who's worn a bowl-cut hairstyle almost all his adult life?"
"You're young, Ben. You'll learn to see with wiser eyes. And if you deliberately set out to do that, it'll be faster." The stretch of the city between the spaceport and their destination had been thick with smaller buildings, the exterior signs in the Keldor language suggesting that most were businesses. Now the buildings were larger, some set within walled enclosures. Ben checked his datapad, using a comfortingly familiar planetary positioning system to compare their location with the maps, and found they were only 40 meters from their objective. He pointed ahead and across the street.
"There!"
What he was looking at was clearly an estate. One large ziggurat-shaped building, each of its four levels darker than the ones below it, graduating from thundercloud gray-black down to sky blue, surrounded by two-story outbuildings in similar colors, all within a wall made up of black-wrought durasteel posts with transparent steel sheets laid across them. The transparent steel was smooth and a little uneven, and Ben could visualize, perhaps as a tiny vision in the Force, Baron Doe apprentices polishing it over the years, removing minute scratches had caused the transparent material to become slightly worn and misshapen. Through it, as he and Luke advanced, the building seemed to distort and sway. They stopped before the gates, which were ajar and undefended. A path of red-orange flagstones led from there to the steps rising into the main building. The double front doors were also open, with light streaming out from the interior. Luke looked at the approach and grinned.
"What's so funny?"
"Tradition. You'll see. Come on." Luke put on his serene Grand Master face, made sure his robes were smoothed into presentability, and headed in. With a quick check of his own hair, Ben followed, a pace back and to the right. The entrance chamber of the Temple of the Baron Doe Sages was large and imposing. Black stone walls reached up more than 6 meters. White stone columns against those walls, rounded and slightly narrower at the base than the top, not only suggested that the ceiling would be kept at a distance, but helped offset the darkness of the decor. The ceiling was of a blue-black stone and sparkled like a starry sky, while the floor was a brown permacrete polished smooth, perhaps even waxed. It was all dimly lit by blue glow rods at floor level against the walls. Ben nodded, instantly grasping the intent of the decorative style. Sky above, ground below, darkness of the black holes to either side. Columns suggesting the constructions or intents of living beings keeping those nightmarish celestial anomalies at bay.